Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Now, look, I demand a lot of you, which is, of course, to listen to us religiously, but I get that sometimes you can't catch everything on the show.
Yeah.
I get that. So we've fixed that for you because now you can get a daily podcast. Sure, we have a lot of original podcasts, stuff you never hear on the air, but we also have podcasts that are everything that we've done on the air that you can catch later, and that's the BJ and Migs Daily Podcast. It's the whole show, all right there for you. And you can get it where? I'll tell you where. Radio.com.
Let's play B Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name. B Migs. Don't be a loser.
Whoa.
B Migs. You're a loser.
It is time to be.
To turn down for tequila.
Yeah. Charge out for what?
Yeah.
Tequila. Oh, yeah.
Buddy. Yeah, sure. Get hammered on a Tuesday. Why not?
Hey, look, Tuesdays are really not good.
Oh, no, they're terrible.
I was going to say they suck, but I felt like that was strong.
Oh, well, they do. They're a black hole of suck.
They really are. Tuesdays have really become a horrible day that should be just taken off the calendar.
Feeling pretty good about today.
Oh, yeah? You like today?
I got to try a S'mores Girl Scout cookie.
Yeah.
That was a fun experience.
How was that?
It was delicious.
Yeah. Nice. But think about if you could try it on a Wednesday instead.
Well, I mean, that's all, you know, perspective, bro.
Oh. Perspective, bra.
Was there anything in that Girl Scout s'mores cookie, Mr. Stoner Conversation Guy?
It did have a little bit of a weird taste.
Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Matthew in Kirkland. Matthew, are you there?
I am.
Sweet. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Tickets to see, and they just announced this show, Primates, coming back, and
whoa,
they're playing Barrymore Park
nice. On
July 24th. Go to KISW.com for all the details. If you want to see Primates, well, you could get your tickets starting this Friday, 10 a.m., through MerrymoreConcerts.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Get out!
For those playing at home, Matthew will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Matthew, you can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am.
In 2020, which first race of the NASCAR season ran for the 62nd time?
Daytona.
Yes. Drake had the 2013 hit song started from the what?
Pass.
Which author published the book The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn?
Huckleberry Finn, Mark Twain.
Yes. Which MLB team did Greg Maddux begin his professional career with?
Cubs.
Yes. Nice. Who is the current Pope?
Say again?
Who is the current Pope?
Pope, I don't know. Pope John Paul III.
No.
Fourth, fifth.
No, no. Marilyn Monroe was born in which decade?
Who?
Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, 20s, 30s, 40s.
20s, yes. How many zeros are in the number 1 trillion?
1 trillion. 8,
no.
9, 10.
No, no, no. David Gilmour was guitarist for which legendary rock band?
Floyd.
Yes. Tin or aluminum is the traditional gift for which year anniversary?
5.
No.
10.
10, yes. What's the last album recorded by the Beatles?
Beatles' last album, Abbey Road?
Yes. Drake had the 2013 hit song started from the what?
Say again?
Started from the what?
From the hip.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4,
guess,
5,
no.
6, 7, correct.
All right, not too shabby, man.
No. He had some good guessing strategy there.
Yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm.
He's a beat makes professional.
He is.
But now, speaking of professionals, Steve, I thought it was someone else coming.
Yeah, well, no.
Hey.
Yes.
unacceptable.
That's the comedy right there.
Are you ready, Steve?
Oh, yeah!
In 2020, which first race of the NASCAR season ran for the 62nd time?
NASCAR.
No.
The race of races.
No.
Wow.
Can't think of one. Daytona 500.
Yes. Drake had the 2013 hit song started from the what?
Clearance rack.
No.
Just kidding. Starting from the bottom. Now we're here.
Yes.
Bottom. Yeah.
Which author published the book The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn?
Mark Twain.
Yes. Which MLB team did Greg Maddux begin his professional career with?
The Seattle Mariners.
No.
The Boston Red Sox.
No.
Philadelphia Phillies?
No.
Who is
Atlanta Braves?
No.
Damn it.
Who is the current Pope?
Oh, that's Pope Kanye.
No.
Pope Francis.
Yes.
Nice.
Marilyn Monroe was born in which decade?
30s.
No.
20s.
Yes. How many zeros are in the how many zeros are in the number 1 trillion?
Oh, 9.
No.
8.
No.
10.
No. David Gilmour was guitarist for which legendary rock band? Yes. Tin or aluminum is the traditional gift for which year anniversary?
Ooh, I'm going to go 50.
No.
100.
No.
125.
100 year anniversary. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Steve, you lose. 7-6.
He deserves to lose after that anniversary.
100 year anniversary.
You don't think someone could be married for 100 years?
No, that's not what I'm... Well,
you're not going to get tin for it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Tin is not exactly a precious metal.
1 year?
Here's aluminum, sweetheart.
No.
Hey, Matthew, congratulations. You're a winner, sir.
Nice.
And Steve, congratulations. You get this, sir.
Yeah.
Ooh, hey, Beatles.
Hello, here's your tin gift, darling. 100 years.
Yeah.
Here's some tin. Here's some aluminium.
Tin is the 10th year. That was one that Matthew got correct.
I'm approaching that.
Yeah, get your wife some tin.
Oh,
get her some Reynolds wrap. Here you go, sweetie.
Nice. Greg Maddux started his career with the Cubs. Matthew knew that one
as
well.
Very interesting question to ask, actually.
Why? Yeah, what's the backstory on that one?
It's his birthday today.
Oh.
Yeah. Sometimes I look up celebrity birthdays. And,
really?
Yeah, so that was his.
I'm like, I don't know if anybody really cares about Greg Maddux. And I mean, he's a good pitcher. I think he's a Hall of Famer.
There you go. That's why.
But it's like, I don't think anybody really gives a flying fish. Yeah.
I don't know.
Reb didn't know either until he looked it up.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to Matthew on beating Steve this morning.
That was a lazy question, Steve.
So what?
Yeah. And that's why Steve lost.
Those.
Yeah, he asked a lazy question and you lost because of it. Because for some reason, Matthew knew. Well, you know what? Yeah, if you tie or beat Steve, that's how you get the prize. And boy, it's a great way to start off the new week. Steve getting his butt kicked.
Rough start, man.
Yeah, loving that.
Rough start.
I don't know if you saw this last week. This video went viral that led to a debate about airplane etiquette. And my wife even talked to me about it. This story has just gone everywhere. My wife says something, it's like, okay, this is big news.
Hey, but she's not talking about crystals or acupuncture.
If this really, if this gets into her new age world, it's just like, hey, did you hear about that lady that was getting her seat banged on?
Well, when we went on New Day Northwest on King 5 last week, that was a big topic of discussion as well.
Everyone's talking about it.
And it's the most, I think it's like almost up there with politics and being a polarizing conversation, whether or not you can recline your seat or not.
And this woman, by the way, it's not the Wendy Williams talk show host. This is just a random woman named Wendy Williams.
Which is a bummer because I'm picturing Wendy Williams in this story.
Because I feel like Wendy Williams wouldn't take that crap.
She'd probably punch that guy in the nose.
She would not take that. So basically, if you haven't heard about it, she's from Virginia. She was on an American flight from New Orleans to Charlotte. She reclined her seat, and the guy behind her, who was in the last row, he couldn't recline. So that does suck. You know, you can't go. You really, that last seat's the worst seat on the plane, unfortunately.
See, I don't mind the last seat.
You're near the restrooms.
That's
can't
what
recline.
I like about it.
Look, I like being near the restrooms, but not that close. If somebody has a bad day,
true,
you don't want to be that close.
And also, as much as like it sucks that you can't recline, you also don't have to deal with the annoying kid behind you kicking your seat.
Oh yeah.
So for me, it's like I'm willing to deal with the not reclining part because I don't recline. I don't like the inconvenience of the person behind me.
That's a good point.
So I like not having to worry about the person behind me like pushing on their chair, kicking their chair, whatever it may be.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. That's not a bad idea. That's a good part of the last seat. This guy probably thought like you, hey, this is great. I'm in the last seat. But turns out Wendy wanted to recline. And when that happened, he just started punching her seat.
And they say punching, but you saw it. I mean, it
looked like he was playing the drums, really.
He was definitely hitting it, and it's annoying, and I'm not questioning that. And the guy was being just obnoxious. But when you hear punching, I'm thinking he's winding up and just boom, boom. And he wasn't doing that.
Yeah, and because of this, now she says she wants to press charges against the guy.
Oh, come on.
This is what's wrong with this world. I mean, this is where I get to be old man. I get that he was annoying, and like you said, you watch the video. What are the charges? Like, what could... This isn't assault.
Emotional distress,
I mean,
probably.
What if that's emotional
Something
distress...
Something stupid like that.
You really shouldn't be on this planet. This planet's not for you if that's emotional distress.
I'm just going to threaten to sue everybody all the time. Like, you don't hold the door open for me. I'm like, I'm suing you. Give me your information.
And not only
People are sue happy.
Oh, God, yeah, because now she wants to sue American Airlines for defamation because she said... And this is why it's defamation. This is so weird. It's defamation because she says the flight attendant took the guy's side and gave her a warning that she could be arrested for creating a disturbance. So apparently they were not on her side about this. And I don't know. I don't know why they were or weren't on her side. I don't have the information, and it's her word against anybody's. I guess I didn't hear that part of the story.
That's weird.
Yeah. The idea is this, is that apparently there is a procedure, at least on American, according to the CEO of, the CEO of Delta Airlines actually said this. So Delta wasn't even involved, but the CEO decided to say something. He said, quote, "The proper thing to do if you're going to recline into somebody, you ask if it's okay first," which whoever does that?
I've never had that happen.
I mean, granted, Delta's probably the biggest airline.
That would be awkward because then it's like, do you say yes? Because, you're just like...
Of course, I always say yes. I never say no to anything.
I'd probably say no.
Good for you. I wish I could because I want to say no.
I'd be like, look, I'm already... My knees are up against the chair. You can recline a little, but don't go all the way back. I don't mind if someone reclines it like an inch or so. Like, I get it. You want to be comfortable, but when someone goes all the way back, it just sucks.
Yeah, and... I get it's really hard. I try to be as conscientious as possible, but you're always going to irritate somebody. Somebody gets mad at me because I'm trying to close the your tray table, mm-hmm. and I had one guy yell at me and go, "Why do you got to be banging on my chair?" I go, "Dude, I'm closing my tray table. I'm doing the best I can here. I'm not trying to slam it, but I can't get the damn thing closed, so I have to push it a little bit to make that happen." And he's like, "You keep pushing on my seat." I go, "Only to close and open the table, sir." "Why do you got to close it so much?" I go, "Because somebody's getting up to go to the bathroom, sir. I mean, have you never been on a plane? These things have to happen."
This guy sounds like a real fun person at parties.
You can't make anybody happy when really it's like, look, it's the plane's fault. It's not my fault.
That's that. At the end of the day, it's like we are stuck on a mode of transportation where you have zero space. It brings out the worst in people, but it's nobody, no one's ever mad at the airlines, or if they are, no one's listening. So you take it out on the person that's sitting in front of you or behind you.
And the other problem is that you've got a lot of people on these planes that are jacked up because they're afraid of flying. And when a human being is afraid of something, it just basically turns them into an a-hole in any situation. And they don't realize it's that core, I'm afraid, I'm nervous, I'm whatever. And you don't know that. You just know they're being in a bad mood. You don't know why they're in a bad mood.
The text is what I'm talking about, polarizing opinions on this. Yeah. "My ticket, my seat, I am reclining," in all caps. "My back hurts, it's my right, deal with it. If you want more space, fly first class." Then someone on the flip side could just be like,
"Well, why don't you do
this
that?
This is my seat, I don't want you to recline, I paid for this seat, you're infringing on my area," and they can just be that douche.
Yeah.
And if you don't like it, go fly first class as well.
Exactly. If your back hurts, you should get a better seat. First class
is
a much
so
better
funny.
Seat. And on Alaska, they even have those little things that recline, like the feet get to go up in some of the planes, too. So you should fly first class.
Hey, man. If everyone's entitled.
Yeah, that's the problem. It's my seat. No, dude, you know what? Unfortunately, you got to be cool to people. You really have to. You can't be that douche.
Unfortunately, you have to be cool. It's like that.
I know. I hate to tell you.
But fine with being cool with each other.
And if your back hurts, then you know what? You should do like I do. I have a back situation, and I bring a lumbar support with me on the plane because those seats are not designed to make you feel good. You got to take care of yourself without hurting people, brother.
Remember, sorry guys, suck it up. Let them put the seat back or pick a better airline or pay for better seats. I fly a lot. I'm 6'3" and I know what I sign up for every time.
Yeah, but does it hurt if somebody's cool?
That's the thing.
And when sometimes they'll slam it back and you've got your drink on the tray table and everything. It's like they don't even it's like, dude, are you kidding me? You can't even put this back without being like a lummox? But nope, that's exactly what they do. But, I was like, all right, well, I know what I'm getting into.
Well, it was like my parents, my dad shockingly likes to complain about everything. But this time they decided to splurge when they came to visit, and it's not usually like them, but they're like, you know what? We're buying first class.
Good for them.
I couldn't be happier. They got off that plane, and granted, they were still miserable because that's just how they are, but they were like, it was like a more jovial miserable. You know what I mean? Like, they weren't hurting.
Yeah.
They're just mad because they're mad. Like, he's just, he just likes to complain about stuff. I think that's him in his happy state, too, just yelling about stuff.
Yeah.
But at least he wasn't, mad because he was stuck sitting next to someone he didn't like or someone was reclining. It's like, dude, this is why you guys don't fly a lot. You're retired. You can afford it. It's not like you're doing it a ton. Like, if you're flying all the time, I can understand why flying first class is not a good idea. But if you're flying once every 2 years, splurge.
First class it. Especially if it's a 3+ hour, if it's more than 3 hours for me, I am first classing. I'm just going to do it because you're on that plane. I'm a bathroom guy. Plus, the seats are better. It's just you. You're really not infringing upon. You can actually get out of your seat and walk past that person without having them to get up. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic.
Plus, and it's just mom and dad on one row. You know what I mean? Like, they didn't have to worry about having
just the two of you.
A random person that they always bring up the story of this, as they call it, a smelly hippie that sat next to them one time and took his shoes off.
There is that.
And my father, I guess, got into an argument with him about taking a bath every once in a while. And
I love your father so much.
He's like, you stink.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, what? He's like, the guy said, I just got done like hiking some random place in some other like town or that country. And it was a connecting flight. Didn't have time to take a shower. My dad was not saying, no, seriously, you should take a shower before you get on a plane. This is very disrespectful.
He's absolutely right.
I know, but like, you're arguing with this guy.
Love that.
Where in a place that he can't fix it at this point.
He could go into the tub and try to wash up in the bathroom.
In the tub? They got a tub?
He can make that little sink his tub. Yeah. Oh, I love it. It is time for Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Whatever you want to talk about, you call us or text at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by Como 4 News. Listeners on the Loose, where you pick the topic, you guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Just remember, when you're yapping, follow Steve's rule.
And that's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're going to have to gong you. And then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
Just like that. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Someone texted in earlier just wondering, BJ, have you heard about Stranger Things 4 and are you excited about it?
You know, I haven't seen... Is the trailer out?
Oh, yeah, it is.
I haven't seen the trailer yet. Gosh, I'm a knucklehead. I could have just downloaded and watched it on the plane yesterday.
Yeah,
I forgot all about it.
All right.
Vicky, would you send me an email to watch the trailer? Thank you.
Oh, my God. It's so amazing.
So, and here's the thing. I guess the big thing is that we saw what we thought was a spoiler alert, Steve, because I know you're still, what, episode 2 of the first season?
Episode 1 of the second season.
Oh, you did watch the first season.
I watched the entire first season. I just haven't gotten around to watching anything else.
Well, spoiler alert, we all presumed that Sheriff Hopper, one of our favorite characters, was presumed dead. But then there was a teaser at the very end suggesting that maybe Sheriff Hopper survived. Well, the first teaser for season 4 came out over the weekend, and they're not dragging out the suspense at all. Hopper is alive, although he's a prisoner of the Russians. Don't know how the hell he survived that. That was a ridiculous explosion.
How'd the Russians get involved?
Oh, the Russians have always been involved.
It's true.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? If you watch maybe season 2, you'll see how the Russians have been involved.
The girl with the waffle, she's still a part of this?
The girl with the waffle. Who's the girl with the waffle?
Wow, really?
It's 11.
Oh, those
yeah, because she loved waffles.
I'm sorry. I thought of something really different.
Oh, jeez, oh, dude.
I was thinking of Blue Waffle, and I was like, who's that?
Don't girl? Google it.
No.
Yeah,
no,
just don't.
No, you're right. Yeah, 11 loves waffles.
I know I was saying not to Google it makes you think you would like to Google it, but trust us and just don't Google it.
Mm-mm.
The girl with the waffle. It just didn't register. Like, what the hell are you talking about?
She likes waffles.
No, she likes waffles. Yeah, it's just different than the girl with the waffle.
Well, you know.
I thought it was euphemistic for something that maybe you watched on the...
That's a whole different show.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, the show's creators say, yes, Sheriff Hopper is in prison, far from home, in the snowy wasteland of Kamchatka, where he will face dangers, both human and, of course, other, which we know that the Russians were basically trying to open the portal that pretty much everybody realized in America, don't do this anymore because it lets out the Demogorgon. We don't want that. We don't need to go to the Upside Down and let the Upside Down beings come out and wreck us. Season 4, they're saying, is shaping up to be the biggest and most frightening season yet.
When's it based? Like, you know, because what, the first two were based around Halloween. The second one was based in the summer. Do we know what this one's based in?
It's
Arbor Day.
Oh, okay.
Arbor Day?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It seems like it would be something along the lines of maybe like a Christmas-y type thing.
That'd be cool.
But, ooh. I mean, it's also just the fact that they're in Russia and there's snow everywhere, so...
Oh, that's what you
I don't
want.
Know for sure.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are saying that this might be giving a John Carpenter's The Thing vibe.
Oh.
So that old Kurt Russell movie or the remake that was a couple years ago.
Yeah, you've got to, you know, and here's the thing. Is Will going to just ever catch a break, or is poor Will just going to get invaded again by some creature like he does every season?
Well, I mean, why mess with success?
I know. I feel so bad for that kid. You know what I mean? It's just like, oh, this kid can't catch a break. It looks like he's having a good time in a movie theater. Next thing you know, he's getting invaded. And this doesn't sound really good at all if you don't know the show.
We're still talking about seven things, right?
Yeah, seven things.
Stranger Things.
Seven things?
The seven things I hate about waffles. Yes, it's my favorite
new
show.
What the hell is going on?
I don't know. He confuses me with the way he describes shows. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
We watched Pretty Woman. Have you watched that again?
What do you mean? The old Richard Gere?
Yeah, it was on. So
somehow, why were you watching that?
I don't know. It was on, and I just kept watching it.
That's like, what is that, from the 90s, right?
1990.
It's such a weird premise to a movie when you really think about it.
Well, especially nowadays.
Yeah.
You're talking 30 years later.
I mean, he gets a hooker, and then he's just like, I want to keep you for an entire week.
Yeah, see, I don't think you could do that movie today.
It'd be interesting if they try to tackle it. I agree. But it was just weird to watch. I forgot all about that movie. Like, I remember the premise, but to actually watch it.
And you sat and watched it. You actually sat through it and said, okay, here it is. I'm going to watch. See, your TV habits are so different than mine.
Sometimes you just got to go with the flow, man.
I never do that. I would never, ever sit and watch something like that. I have too much that I want to watch.
Give it a shot.
No, I will not. I have to. I just told you. I don't have time to watch a 30-year-old movie that I really don't know if I cared about at all when it came out.
It's such a
weird... Does it hold up?
Yeah, it was entertaining. It was a good movie. It's just, the premise is just such a weird premise when you really think about it. Like, it's a love story about a man and a hooker.
Which, by the way, is so unrealistic. There is no way that works out that way. You know what I mean?
How did that even get past the drawing board? Like, it just seems so crazy. Like, well, this is a movie that we were like, yeah, we totally should do this.
It's a great love story. And you know, 30 years ago, remember, you forget 30 years ago, there was a lot of stuff we hadn't seen yet. So that premise was really racy and new and holy cow. And let's see what comes of it.
Yeah, I just was like, wow, this is such a weird thing that, like, now, and you know, it's
a Cinderella story. I mean, it really, really is.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Just, you know, adding a little extra wrinkle that Cinderella was a whore.
Well, and I wonder, you know, some of those Grimm fairy tales, they were not good.
Oh, they were terrible.
So was Cinderella really ever a whore? I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if she was.
I don't think so.
Because Snow White, you know, those seven dwarves, they were not her friends in the original story. Those dwarves were going to, I'm going to do bad things to you, town.
In Cinderella?
No, but I'm saying the Snow White story. In the Snow White story, we just think, hi-ho, hi-ho. And no, in the real story, Cinderella was not treated well by the dwarves. They were bad people.
I know in the original Cinderella story, the sisters ended up cutting off pieces of their feet so they can fit them into the slippers.
Yeah,
so
that everybody does that.
Yeah.
Well, that took a dark turn.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
They really wanted the money, man.
I didn't know that.
Those girls wanted the money of the prince money. So they were like, I'll cut my feet off in order to get that prince money.
And these were children's stories.
So I said, hey, guys, can you tell my coworker Jerry to turn off his phone? We listen to you guys every day in the warehouse, but recently Jerry's been listening on the radio.com app over his phone with the delay, so now everyone can hear everything twice. He won't listen to us, but maybe he will listen to you guys. We love the show.
Okay, Jerry, look.
Jerry, you got to listen with everybody else, man.
Yeah. Or put your headphones on, buddy.
Yeah, that's a good solution.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate that you like to hear us like multiple times in the same moment, almost like Inception.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he'll hear this twice?
Oh, yeah, he'll hear it twice.
Jerry.
Which Jerry is now?
Turn off your phone. Turn off your phone.
Is the top still spinning? That's the thing. Is the top still spinning? Or
I don't get it.
It's an Inception joke.
Oh.
Did you watch Inception?
No, I was busy watching Pretty Woman.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, there you go. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
So it's kind of off topic, but did you know that McDonald's has a secret menu? You can get Shamrock McFlurries if you ask. Oh. Yes. I remember we heard
But right
about
now
that.
We can?
Well, I heard you could do like the Oreo McFlurry with the Shamrock Shake ice cream. Like, so the...
So all right, hold on. They're saying any time of year?
No, I think you have to do it when the Shamrock Shake is gone, because I put it in my calendar.
So what's so secret about a Shamrock Shake during Shamrock Shake season? Okay, say that three times fast.
Then you could get it as a Shamrock Shake McFlurry.
Oh, that's the thing. So oh, McFlurry. Oh, I didn't hear that part. I heard the Shamrock Shake.
That was the massive part of the whole message.
Well, I heard Shamrock Shake,
so
and I'm
you
like...
You can get Shamrock McFlurries if you ask.
Oh, you can't get a Shamrock McFlurry normally?
I think you have to ask.
I didn't know that.
It's a secret.
I figured if you can get a McFlurry and there's a Shamrock Shake, why wouldn't they have a Shamrock McFlurry just on the menu?
Here's how sad this is. Vicky, look at my calendar on February 19th. What does it say as an all-day affair?
Oreo McFlurry Shamrock.
Do you really have that on there? That's February 9th. That's tomorrow, right?
February 19th, yeah. I had that when we talked about it.
Okay.
So now it's my reminder that I have to go get a Shamrock Shake McFlurry.
And now you can do the McFlurry secret style. I just assumed they were always on the menu. You know,
yeah, I never heard of you being able to get a Shamrock Shake McFlurry.
Why not?
I know.
Okay. Thanks for that tip. You know what?
We already heard about this. That's why I had it in my phone.
Oh, you knew about the Shamrock Shake McFlurry?
Well, yeah, I had it in my phone.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Oreo. I thought you just had the regular Shamrock Shake there.
I don't care about the Shamrock Shake. I want the Oreo McFlurry with the Shamrock Shake combined.
Was I here for that conversation?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we talked about it on the air last week.
Well, you know, I love you guys.
Man, the retention you've got there is fantastic.
What'd you say? Okay, and you are again? So tomorrow's the day.
That's when the Shamrock Shake starts.
That drops for McDonald's, yes. And then the secret menu item is the McFlurry with the Shamrock Shake.
Yeah.
Okay. Oreo McFlurry Shamrock Shake style.
And I'll be afraid to be like the guy that's like, hey, I want it, and can I get it with the Shamrock Shake? And they're like, sir, that's not something that's available.
Who told you that? The internet lies.
Yeah.
Yeah,
is there like a special person I should talk to?
Oh, yeah, Ronald.
Oh, I thought it was more like Grimace. Grimace seems like the type of person would do that.
Who was was there anybody that loved the shakes more? Anybody? Because I forget who out of all the McDonald's characters was the shake guy. Like, Hamburglar stole the hamburgers, and then
McShakey.
McShakey. I think that's McShakey the Clown. I think that's a whole different. Is that a different movie or whatever? I don't know.
So you have to do a McFlurry with hot fudge. I call it the McFlurgy.
What? That sounds like an Urban Dictionary thing. I'm not so sure I want to go anywhere and ask for a McFlurgy. I have a feeling I'm going to get treated like Snow White with those seven dwarves if I ask for that.
I don't know. That sounds like a good time to me.
Okay. Vicky wants a McFlurgy.
And it was Grimace who originally would steal the milkshakes.
Okay, Grimace is your boy.
I said Grimace. Yeah,
you were right.
Ask for Grimace and say, I'd like to speak to Grimace. Well, he's probably on the lam, though. If he's stealing these things, then you're not going to get him.
And for Shamrock Shakes, they introduced Uncle O'Grimacy.
Uncle O'Grimacy.
Oh, Uncle O'Grimacy. I think I remember him. Oh, Uncle. Yeah, they got to bring him back.
Oh, he looks like.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, wow.
He kind of looks like Wally, the green monster from Fenway Park's
NASCAR. That's terrifying.
Yeah. All right, or like Gritty's green friend.
Yeah. All right. Oh, yeah. And there's Ronald, old school. Oh, there's Mick.
He's all furry.
Vicky just pulled up the commercial.
I bet he smoked pot.
So ridiculous.
Oh, he's probably made
of pot.
Look at the entire commercial. Everybody was smoking pot.
That's a good point.
I mean, honestly.
Clearly, they're not drug test if you were a mascot for McDonald's.
That's for sure. Gotta love those old school commercials. It's, Listeners on the Loose, you pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We got more of your calls and texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
We got more information about the Shamrock Shake McFlurry.
Tomorrow's the big day.
Apparently, it's not a secret. They have a lot. They have them on their big posters on the windows.
Okay, so this is not a secret menu item when they put a darn giant poster.
Can we see that? Can we get confirmation, or is it just a big picture of a Shamrock Shake on the windows?
I'm not an idiot then, because I felt like the McFlurry is one of their biggest treats. Why wouldn't they Shamrock it up?
I've never heard them doing that before. Otherwise, I would have done it.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you're the guy that goes, so I can't say.
Somebody else want to say, hey, Migs, we watched the same thing, Pretty Woman, because it was on as well, commercials and everything.
Oh, yeah, see, I don't understand you guys. But see, you're not TV-aholics like I am. I have so many shows in the pipeline.
I watched a show that, you know, What's that? What's that thing on the thing?
Here we go.
Amazon Prime, because now we have
it. Amazon Prime.
The guys in the superheroes. The guys.
Oh, the boys.
The boys.
Oh, the boys.
You saw the
Did you watch it yourself, or did you have you and the wife watch it?
The wife and I watched it.
How did she? What? How did you?
She was digging it. Like, there's some moments where she's like, we only finished the first half of the first episode.
Yeah, but
we're not done yet.
That's a hard, granted, the TV series is nowhere near as harsh as the comic book, but still, the graphic novel. But still, there's some stuff.
Oh, yeah, the scene where, like, all of a sudden the fast guy just, like, takes out that chick.
Yeah, A-Train.
Yeah.
It's so awesome. The whole show's so good.
It's some, like, you know, like, gnarly-looking parts, but she dug it, and I dug it. Obviously, we didn't, like, finish it, but, like, that's just because life is crazy with the children.
It's a great story.
Yeah.
It's a great, great story.
But I could see how this is a show that I get why you guys are going nerdy about it.
So, have you met the guy's father, which you know is our buddy Simon Pegg?
Yes.
So, just a cool backstory why Simon Pegg's even in this. The reason I think he got that role is when they first did the comic book, Derek Robertson, the artist, said, I need to find a guy to play Wee Huey, who is, of course, the regular guy whose girlfriend dies. So, he said, who am I going to draw this guy like? And he goes, oh, he just noticed this one guy he saw in a movie or TV show. He goes, I'll make him look like him. He had no idea how popular Simon Pegg was. He made the guy look just like Simon Pegg.
Oh, that's funny.
And he figured nobody will ever notice. And then Simon eventually contacted him and said, dude, is it me? Your guy looks just like me. And they realized, wow, Simon, you read our comic book? This is great. And so is a lore where Simon eventually did a big forward for the graphic novel that was released, like a big
it's like
trade.
It's meant to be.
Yeah. So it's funny that he's the father of the character that was designed to look like him in the graphic novel. But, of course, he's way too old to play that character now.
That's got
to
be a bummer for him in the sense of, like, that moment where you realize you're just getting too old.
Yeah.
You're like, damn it, you made the character based off of me, and I can't even play him because I'm too old to play me.
But if you have Amazon Prime, The Boys is such a good, it's such a good story. It's superheroes. Like, what would they be if they were really human beings? Mm-hmm. Not like everybody's a Boy Scout like Superman, but what if they were like, you know, like politicians and
flawed.
They could be, yeah, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. This show explores that in every level. Oh, God, does it really?
All right, I'm looking forward to checking out more of it, but I thought of you guys. I'm like, oh, look at me.
Yeah, I'm very surprised.
You. Almost a nerd.
Got Prime, decided to get nerdy.
I got a show that you might like on Prime as well.
Uh-huh.
And I watched the first episode. People have been telling me about it the whole time. It's called Lore, where it takes moments from our history and semi-recreates them, but it's weird stuff. Like, it gives us, like, how did vampires ever come to be in our world at all? Like, that we not that they're real, but we created them. And I found out where the term Saved by the Bell comes from. Hmm. Does anybody know that, if you haven't watched Lore?
Yeah, from A.C. Slater.
Yeah. That's close. This is so weird. And this is back in the old colonial times, and in the 1800s too, I think, they would bury people alive accidentally. They would not know that the people weren't dead.
Oh, that's right. They had the bell.
They had the bell.
You had to ring a bell if you were still alive under there, right?
So they would sell, I mean, talk about the earlier entrepreneurs. Yeah, they would sell caskets that would have like a tube that would feed air in there and a bell you could ring just in case that person, you know, like, I'm not dead yet.
Which is weird. Why wouldn't you just like kind of wait a couple more days just to be sure?
Yeah, they just, this first episode explains that whole thing. But I'm very excited to watch more of this Lore. I know I'm late to the Lore party. I think they've got multiple seasons by now. But that's on Amazon Prime, Steve, now that you're a Prime guy.
I'll have to check that out. And to confirm it, Danny just showed me on the Twitter of McDonald's that, yes, you can get the Shamrock Shake as a McFlurry.
Of course you can. Why wouldn't you?
And it's available on tomorrow.
Available on tomorrow, everybody.
February 19th.
Yes. It is Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
So I want Migs to talk about if he enjoyed Monday Night Raw and why he didn't jump in the ring and show them how it's done. There was a point where somebody got thrown up against the wall right where he was sitting, and I thought Migs was going to somehow be a part of the show and jump in and intervene. I got excited for a minute. Yeah, we got shout out to the awesome people at the WWE. They came by yesterday. We were off, but they brought Ricochet to the studio, so we did a podcast, which is available at KISW.com.
Oh, cool.
Him and I got to talk for like 30 minutes. It was super fun. And they hooked us up with some tickets right in the front row, which is always, you know, I never know for sure until I get there. And it's like, whenever it happens, I brought my buddy Austin, and he had no idea until he saw the ticket, because I wasn't positive. He's like, are we sitting in the front row? I'm like, yeah, this is awesome. So four of us were in the front row, and at one point, Bobby Lashley took some guy and just chucked him hard right in front of us. The problem is those barricades move. and I had a Diet Coke and a popcorn on the ground.
Oh, boy.
It hit so hard, I looked down, the Diet Coke's on the floor, the popcorn's on the floor. So then Bobby Lashley's, like, just being a jerk, and I'm yelling. I'm like, you knocked over my popcorn. And he, like, looks at me and just kind of raises his arms and flexes. He's like, yeah. And I'm like, you son of a bitch. You know, that costs money.
That is awesome. Look at you. Now you know what it's like to be on the other side, buddy. You don't care about the people when you're yelling at them when you're in the ring. Now you know how it feels.
But, you know, popcorn ain't cheap.
All right. Have you taken anybody's popcorn and Coke and knocked it around? Or have you been? Are you?
I've taken people's French fries.
Ah, you know what? Karma's a bitch, brother.
Yeah, see, there's the carnage.
Oh, yeah. Look at the carnage of all that. Oh, that's a great little, that's a nice cup. It's a collector's cup right there.
Commemorative cup.
Yeah, I like that. That's great. You know, it seems like, here's a picture of popcorn and cola all over the place.
One of my buddies, Sebastian Wolf, who's a great wrestler in Vancouver, he tweeted at us. He goes, I freaked out and I tossed my girlfriend off of me to take a picture of you guys. And there's a picture of Rowan from the WWE. He's like growling at us.
Look at you.
He's legit terrified.
See, you're a good fan, though. You know what you need to do to be a good fan.
You gotta have fun.
Yeah.
Sometimes you hear some people there and they're like, just being too cool for school. It's like, no, I'm there to enjoy. I'm getting lost in the world. Like, the whole point is to cheer on the good guys and boo the bad guys.
You've got to be like a 7-year-old when you go to this.
Yes.
Because that's exactly who's going to be doing that. That's
I'm
what
a
the show's
seven-year-old
for.
Outside of the world of wrestling. Why can't I act that way while I'm in the world of wrestling?
I was going to go 6, but all right, I think you're about 7 now. So listeners on the loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Oh, another person, I saw the Shamrock McFlurry on the menu on Saturday when I was there in Spanaway.
So it's true. It's not so secret, that secret menu. So then does McDonald's have a secret menu that we don't know about? Like, is there anything else anybody orders that's not on the menu?
I don't know.
I thought that was only like, you know, In-N-Out Burger and stuff like that. I didn't know McDonald's might have one.
I had read one once where they make like a land, sea, and air burger where it's like chicken, fish, and beef.
Oh,
burger.
Like their own turducken kind of thing.
Yeah.
I like that land, sea, and air. That's a cool idea.
Look at that.
Whoa.
They call it the McHealthy.
Yeah. They call it the McEverything.
So apparently there's a website called secretmenus.com.
Okay.
Go figure. McDonald's does have a couple of them apparently updated for this month. The Big McChicken, which is the concept similar to the Double Down, where you would just get a couple of extra chicken patties with it.
Okay. So they won't look at you weird if you order some of these things. They should know all about it.
I don't know for sure. I'm just basing it off of one website.
We got a text. I'm a 17-year veteran working for McDonald's. There's no such thing as a secret menu.
Oh, what about the McChicken? What you call it? The who? The big guy?
The Big McChicken.
The McClucker? What the hell? All right. So the 17-year vet says no. Now, we have no idea if this texter's a 17-year vet or if they're just posing.
Why would they lie?
Why? It's the internets and the texts. Everybody lies and trolls and, you know, come on.
We have more updates about dead people.
Oh, what? Okay.
You know, you talk about how Saved by the Bell means that they have like a little string through a casket in case they accidentally buried you alive and you can ring the bell and that would save you.
Yes.
They say that's also where the term dead ringer comes from.
Oh, of course.
Yep.
You're a dead ringer for him, which because, you know, you're like, you look just like the guy that's dead. It's like, did you get back up out of the grave?
And the person says that's where wakes do come from for funerals. They would lay the body out for a few days in case they would wake.
Oh, doesn't that make so much sense? That's why they call it a wake, to see if they'd wake. Oh, God, man. You know what?
This is so much. Right? Well, I don't know about you, but I never question these things. I just accept them as terms.
I mean, with some of the things that we say are really macabre and morbid, like, you know, Saved by the Bell. I don't know if I'd use that if I knew, well, that's because we used to bury people alive. Don't you feel good about yourself? And the first episode of Lore tells a really sad, sad story about what life used to be like. We take for granted, and this is the thing about, you talk about change and what has technology done. The story basically is about this one dude who loses his whole family to illness that can be prevented today. Like his whole, he had wife and daughters and sons all die on him, this poor guy, all due to a sickness that right now we don't even have to face or it's very fixable or we wouldn't catch it in the first place.
That'd be devastating.
Yeah, and that's
I think
just
about that
life.
Like for some people, like, you know, whenever like certain things we progress and they find cures for certain stuff and hopefully that continues, obviously, but it's got to be hard for somebody that lost somebody to whatever it is that has eventually been cured.
And that was the way of life.
Or found ways to prolong your life from that.
Yeah. I mean, we, you know, as much as we may think that, you know, we're tough or whatever, I mean, I was watching that episode and the actor did a great job. This poor bastard just lost, all he did was just basically see people die in bed. in his own family. It's like, gosh, that was his life. And then he had to go back out to the farm and go get crap, you know, go pull a piece of corn out of the ground in order. I mean, it's just like, really? That's his life. I think I would be like, I don't want this.
So there's a special secret menu on McDonald's called the McGang.
The McWhat?
McRhymes with gang, gang.
Oh,
gang, gang.
Okay.
Apparently it's the McChicken between two patties of a McDouble.
Oh, okay. So that's the McChitty Chitty Bang Bang? Is that what they're saying? Okay.
Yeah,
that's a lot of meat.
That is a lot of meat. And that is a gang. And they're all ganging up on that whole bun.
Mm. What's your guys' opinion on putting French fries on your hamburger?
Yes.
No. So good.
I was just thinking about that yesterday. I've never done it, and I kind of want to try it.
Well, if you go to Fred's, if you're ever down in California or in Hawaii and on Taco Tuesday, you can get the cheeseburger taco. And that's exactly what they put in there. French fries, hamburger, cheese. It's delicious.
Because whenever I order, though, like a burger and fries, it's like, oh, that'd be kind of fun to try. But then like part of what I love about the burger and fries is I have like two meals. Like, you know, I don't want to like shorten my meal.
Well, I don't want to take that away from
I mean, that's a fair point. You don't have to put all of the French fries
on. Or I can just order a second order of fries.
Or that.
There we go.
Yes.
Problem solved.
You know what? I never tried it before, but I tried the California burrito, which has French fries inside
of it. That's right.
And that's why I was like, oh, I bet you it would taste good on hamburger, too. And they do.
How about that? What's in the California burrito?
Burrito stuff and French fries.
Is there any burger in the burrito?
No. Just the way the meat tastes.
Ground beef.
Yeah, I think it's like carne asada.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's really the same stuff then.
Tastes good.
Just all ground up beer, you know, red meat. That's good. Digging it.
Getting hungrier by the minute, boys.
I know. We're back to our old ways. You know what? For a while, I thought we weren't so food-focused, but we're back to being those.
I think we've always been food-focused.
Yeah, I agree.
Today's been really bad. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. It's Listeners on the Loose.
So we want to know, what you guys think about the Dragons game? And how was it in the suite? Suite is awesome.
Yeah.
The hardest part was just the concessions. I think a lot of people have talked about that, but that has nothing to do with the actual Seattle Dragons themselves.
And hopefully they fix that.
The people that run on things at CenturyLink I got to imagine they've read the...
It was bad.
It was all over social media. The lines were forever.
We love the Dragons. We think they've been put on a great product, and it's a lot of fun, but yeah, we can't not comment on what was really a very bad situation.
Yeah, and I'd imagine they're going to fix that. I mean, how do you just... I got to think, if I'm a company that has a vendor in CenturyLink, I'm like, there's so much money to be made if we could just speed up our lines, because people want to eat, people want to drink, and the crowd was awesome.
They didn't get your money because you eventually just didn't have anything but a pretzel, but you would have had dinner there. Instead, you went and got dinner somewhere else.
Yeah.
And that, how many people made that decision? A lot.
How many people are only able to get one beer when they maybe were planning on getting several, because you know, people like to drink. But that was the only complaint, and again, that had nothing to do with the actual Dragons game itself. The game itself was so much fun, man. The place was rocking. It's just fun how Seattle steps it up when it comes to sports. I don't know what triggered it. I wonder if it was those Forbes articles from back, you know, many years ago that said that we were the worst Seattle was the worst sports town.
Losing the Sonics, I bet, was a big part of it.
A little bit of that. And also, I mean, the success of the Seahawks obviously doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
Get people more rabid about being a fan for a sports franchise. But boy, oh boy, man, everyone came out ready to just support this team, buying all their merch.
Yeah.
The orange towels that they gave away was a really smart idea on their part. It looked great on TV.
It did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched the game on TV. It was and it definitely looked like a professional football game because it was broadcast from a professional stadium. The DC game is a soccer stadium, and it really I remember watching it thinking it looks weird on TV, and I don't know why. But then seeing this game, oh yeah, it looks like a Seahawks game because it's in the Seahawks stadium, obviously. So that's why the camera angles looked a lot more normal to me than the camera angles that we got from DC, because DC can't go as high as we can, or however they do it, because we've got a bigger stadium here, obviously, for NFL action.
And the fan base was cool. It's a lot of families, which is because it's a much more affordable ticket. So it's really cool to see, like, you know, large families out there having a good time. And shout out to the players, man. They were all about, and you know, just feeding off of the energy of the crowd, which must have been fun for them. But like the guy that had that big interception that brought it in for the pick six. He went right over, gave a kid in the crowd the football, and you could see the kid was just glowing. And, like, those kind of moments, man, that's awesome.
And I will tell you this, if you're a football fan and if you've been watching these games or been at the games, boy, do you have an appreciation for the NFL, because these guys are, they're the lower, these guys are who didn't make the NFL, but very close.
Yep.
and you see what it takes to be an NFL quarterback. You know, the Silver's kid is trying his best, no doubt about it.
There are people wanting B.J. Daniels out there, though.
I know, you know, eventually, but eventually Silver's did bring it back for them and give us the W. But the you see then it's not just Silver's. I've watched a couple of the games. It's not easy to get that ball where you want it. I mean, we think it is because we see Russell Wilson, we see Tom Brady, we see Drew Brees, we see these guys who I guess they really are at the top of their game. To be able to throw that ball where they want it, or to be able to know where to throw it so it gets there when the receiver gets there, it's unbelievable. And I have such a great appreciation. I'm learning a lot from the XFL because I give a credit to the analyst. The analyst tells you why the play failed, which I think is really cool. He'll be like, yeah, you know what? He really needed to throw that ball this way, or he needed to loft it, or he needed to change the arc on it. And my brain is like, wow, I didn't even realize all this, because we always see successful passes in the NFL, as opposed to where in the XFL the pass completion rate is completely different.
Did you see the New York quarterback, the McGloin guy?
Well, what happened to him?
I interviewed the players during the game. They interview him during the game, and his interview pretty much led to him being benched for the rest of the game, because he was just shooting from the hip, like just saying we're playing terrible, the offense is bad, we have to make some adjustments.
You can't do
this.
This
is one of the worst games I've ever been a part of offensively, so back to the drawing board. So they went back to the drawing board and came out with a different quarterback.
Well, there you go, buddy. Thanks for helping. All right, here's a question for you. Why are scientists telling people to smell their significant other's shirts? I'll tell you why at 9:52 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Very interesting study coming out of the University of British Columbia in Canada. It says if you're in a long-distance relationship, or if your significant other is away, well, this is something I'm going to have to check out.
Uh-oh.
They say you can sleep better by smelling their shirt. Isn't that weird? I could not get to sleep last night.
Next time I'll just give you one of my shirts.
Oh, perfect. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. Aww. You want this one?
You got to wear it for 24 hours.
Oh.
Yeah, and then if you wear it without deodorant, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah. Or perfume or cologne. It's just going to be all you, buddy.
I've heard that there are some people, when they miss their significant other, they'll like sleep in that person's shirt just to kind of give them that scent.
Turns out that's what that is. How about that? And they did a test. They had people sleeping with the scented shirts and then unscented shirts. Turns out the ones that had the significant other's scent all over them, more well-rested, more than an extra hour of sleep per week they got.
Well, now I know. Ah, damn it. If I only had this for Valentine's Day, I would just give my wife one of my shirts.
See, she would have loved you for that.
Here's my scent.
Here's a smelly shirt, baby. I want to thank Dave for sitting in and watching the show. Ryan Castle, he's up next with your morning 12-pack.
BJ and Migs, play of the day.
People don't believe me when I tell them that actually both my butt cheeks are tattooed.
It's a pirate ship, right?
Yep, there's two pirate ships.
Yeah. Are they, like, going to war with each other? Like, battleships kind of thing?
One's in calm seas and one's in, you know, gentle seas, if you will.
Oh, it's kind of like one side of Lake Washington as opposed to the other side of Lake Washington?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy when sometimes you're driving.
And her and the middle of her backside is the floating bridge.
Yes.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. If I call Travis, will I actually see him or someone who works for him?
Absolutely. When you come in to see my office, when you first call in, my staff will try to help you with any basic questions that you have. I can give you a call back, but they'll usually try to schedule you for a free consultation with me, the attorney, and I'll meet with you personally. We'll talk about the basics of your case, and I'll take you through a question and answer session that usually lasts about 30 minutes. We'll get the basics of your financial situation. I can answer your questions, and we can talk about whether bankruptcy makes sense, your non-bankruptcy options, and how bankruptcy could affect you, what the process is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.